David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show here on WIFL, Frank Talk 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, a basis right versus wrong. Before I went to the break, I'm telling you about a tsunami that's coming your way. I was reading an article that was originally published by the Wall Street Journal, but it really didn't show up in the news except for New Zealand Herald. So this idea about the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, coming up with this thing where it tells, hey, this is what it says. The fund would declare there's a systemic problem in this group of countries, and here's a credit line for them because they desperately need us to save them from their financial collapse, essentially. And they don't even have to ask for it. In fact, they could be sitting there, and if they didn't read the newspaper, they wouldn't even know what's going on. I got a real blessing yesterday. Somebody came up to us and said, hey, congratulations about Bethany and Jesse. We said, what are you talking about? Yeah, I read the newspaper today, and they got the Distinguished Scholar Award. Got all these people in the news on the dean's list. They got a 3.6 average. I actually found out how your kids get on a Distinguished Scholar list. They got to have a 3.9 or higher average. So he said, congratulations. We didn't read the newspaper. We didn't read the local paper, but somebody else did and told it. We didn't even know. I had an editorial published in a newspaper once. I didn't even write it as an editorial. It was sort of feedback to somebody, ended up getting to the editor guys. They published it as an editorial. I had everybody come up and say, wow, great article, man. I said, what are you talking about? Yeah, in the Daily Press, man. I said, okay. These guys don't even read the paper. They could find that the IMF, one day their whole financial system could collapse because of a run on the market or something like that, because the IMF publishes, there's a systemic problem here in Niger. That's pretty weird. This is important, America. Get out of the mid-flight entertainment and pay attention, you dodo! I said it earlier. It's in the Bible. It's in Proverbs. The rich shall rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. We're going to say, hey, we're going to give you a credit line, and everybody's going to think that you're poor and insolvent, and we're going to do it without you even asking. If they join the IMF club, guess what? The IMF can do anything they want with them. Guilt by affiliation. I'm going to read now, not just from the Bible, I'm going to read something from Andrew Jackson, 1834. He vetoed a bill to create a banking cartel in America back in 1834. And I'm going to read this straight from Andrew Jackson. Listen, this is a tsunami warning, a global financial tsunami warning. There's a danger that a president and directors of a bank would be then able to elect themselves from year to year and without responsibility or control. By the way, that's what the IMF does. Manage the whole concerns of the bank. In this case, it's a global bank. During the existence of its charter, it is easy to conceive that great evils to our country and its institutions might flow from such a concentration of power in the hands of a few men, irresponsible to whom? The people. The IMF is not responsible to Zimbabwe or anybody. They're responsible to their own gratification. Pressing on here with Andrew Jackson. Is there no danger to our liberty and independence in a bank that in its nature has so little to bind it to our country? What country is the IMF bound to? None. You know what was predicted 2,500 years ago? Just a little bit prior to the Hadassah story I told you about, that there's going to be somebody comes that wants to change the times and the laws. And we're seeing it happen through this global banking cartel. Back to Andrew Jackson. Listen to this. The president of the central bank has told us that most of the state banks exist by its forbearance. That's what we see today. All our American banks exist by the forbearance of the Federal Reserve Bank and, of course, the global cartel. Should its influence become concentrated, as it may under the operation of such an act as this, in the hands of a self-elected directory whose interests are identified with those of the foreign stockholder, will there not be cause to tremble for the purity of our elections in peace and for the independence of our country in time of war? Hello? The same thing happened in 1834. This guy was forecasting what we see today. It's the interest of a foreign stockholder. Their power would be great whenever they might choose to exert it, whether or not these countries request it. But if any private citizen or public functionary should interpose to curtail its powers or prevent a renewal of its privileges, this is important, folks. I saw something happen in 1963 that I connect to this very thing. But if any privileged citizen or public functionary should interpose to curtail its powers or prevent a renewal of its privileges, it cannot be doubted that he would be made to feel its influence. Does anybody remember significant events of 1963? Can you connect them? Banking events. World's largest and strongest nation on the earth not borrowing a single dime from the Federal Reserve Bank by decision of the executive. Having a balanced budget, spending only that which was in the treasury, and reaping the rewards that came from taxation, from the increase in the economy, etc., suddenly found themselves meeting their maker in Texas. And the following year, by the way, the treasury emptied of its silver. In fact, globally, everybody dumping its silver, real valuable coin, and shifting to funny money. Globally. But if any private citizen or public functionary should interpose to curtail its powers to prevent a renewal of its privileges, it cannot be doubted that he would be made to feel its influence. Should the stock of the bank pass into the hands of the subjects of a foreign country, we should unfortunately become involved in a war with that country. What would be our condition? Controlling our currency, receiving our public monies, and holding thousands of our citizens in dependence. What did I say biblically? This guy was addressing things constitutionally, Andrew Jackson was. I'm going to talk about it biblically. The rich shall rule over the poor, and the borrower is a slave to the lender. That's from the Bible. Controlling our currency, receiving our public monies, and holding thousands of our citizens in dependence, this bank would be more formidable and dangerous than the naval and military power of the enemy. This is Andrew Jackson, 1834, bank veto. If we must have a bank with private stockholders, every consideration of sound policy and every impulse of American feeling admonishes that it should be purely American. The IMF is not purely Nigerian. It's not purely Ugandan. It's not purely Afghanistanian. It's not American. Its stockholders should be composed exclusively of our own citizens, who at least ought to be friendly to our government, will be willing to support it in times of difficulty and danger. This proposal they have will possibly cause difficulty and danger. Well, you didn't ask us to do this, but we're going to declare you as a group of nations insolvent. Yes, we're going to have a credit line to save you. We are your merciful, beloved benefactor. That's what they're proposing. Folks, this is a, just the fact that they're saying this is showing me that there's, those are ripple effects of a tsunami that's heading your way. There's something behind it. There's an underlying disruption in the very foundations of law. And it's going to have its effect on you. And it's going to entrap you and enslave you. It's coming your way. I'm giving you a global financial control tsunami warning. That was Andrew Jackson's veto in 1834 of this new banking cartel proposal. So I'm trying to give you a warning, folks, that there is a, what happens is we have made our benefactor our own selves and our own little banking monetary establishments. We've made mammon our Lord and our Savior. And you know, you can't serve two masters. You know, the borrower is servant to the lender. Where are you, where, what bank are you drawing from? I'm using this as a figurative term. Where's your resource? Are you basically enslaving yourselves to those things that will ultimately come turn into a crashing monetary meltdown? Is that where you're paying your trust? I would say in my life, I encourage myself and my friends and listeners to think about even the story that we're hear about with Hadassah and Esther, as her name given her by, I guess, a little change in her status, where Mordecai had this perspective that there is someone who's watching over us who will intervene and will do things for those, and this goes back to a word given to King Asa, that the eyes of the Lord are looking to and fro throughout the earth, looking to show himself strong on behalf of those hearts whose hearts are loyal to him. In other words, your security wouldn't be in society. You see what I'm saying? You see the code words I'm using here? Your security would not be in society. That you would not basically sell out your nation in increments to a foreign banking cartel who's going to control your nation and your laws. Do you see what's happening globally with regard to this climate change stuff and CO2 taxation and a global government to monitor these things? There's a global banking institution that's going to declare somebody unsolvent. Do you see what's going on? Nobody saw in Florida last year. In fact, even Senator Fasano, when we talked to him on the air, he didn't know that there was a bill rushing through the legislature at the time that was really there saying, oh, the Florida legislature has no right to reserve control of Florida property and the regulation of property ownership from those who are not native. There's a provision in your Constitution, in your Bill of Rights, to protect your rights as Floridians so that foreigners can't just completely come into Florida from some other foreign interest and take the property from you and control your property. They actually would be regulated, if they're foreign, they would be regulated by the legislature of Florida. And somebody said, oh, that's been used in the past to discriminate against people because of their ethnicity. Well, if you read the next paragraph that was protecting you, it said, oh, by the way, you shall not basically discriminate against people because of their ethnicity. Has to do with your investment in this land. So there's this desire to change the law, folks. And it's not coming from Florida. It's not coming from the United States. There's these things that are happening before your very eyes, and they're coming from these foreign sources. For whatever agenda they have, I know not. I'm kind of trying to connect the dots. But it's taking control of your very legislature. So when you see somebody come up with an idea, you think about it sometimes. Say, how come he's saying the same? How come Senator Fasano, and this I don't know. I don't know. Did he come up with this? I asked him if he came up with an idea. He wanted to take a certain amount of money and have a thing invested in small business. And I guess he said, I said, where are you going to get the money? You're going to use the power of the sword to extract money from people so you can lend to those selective people. I mean, you're screaming for corruption here. Selective businesses because they can't get it from the banks. Well, who's in charge of who? Okay, the state's going to be in charge of the people or the people in charge of the state? Well, I mean, it's a counterbalance. It's a fight against the banks. Okay, the banks could be in control of the people. Well, the thing is, the state could be in control of the banks. All kinds of crazy stuff. But he was going to take this by the power of the sword. He said, well, it comes from docking fees. And I'm not sure what that is. Is that when you pull into Port Everglades and have to pay for a docking fee? You know, you're taxing the foreigners? You know, but I heard a governor in Virginia say the same plan. Is it their plan? Did they both come up with the same ideas, or somebody outside of them telling them what they should do? Stay tuned to the Frank Talk 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. David Allen Carmichael coming back to our Faith and Freedom Show right after this.